Welcome to Hive's Personal Development Workshop. Today, we are focusing on the theme of productivity. What does it mean to be productive? How can we become more productive? And how can we avoid procrastination? It is often said that one of the biggest enemies of productivity is procrastination. But it would be easy to think that we procrastinate or delay taking action just because we don't want to do it or that we are lazy. Actually, Dr. Linda Sepadin suggests that there are many reasons for procrastination. It might be that we are a perfectionist and sometimes can't let go until we think that what we've created is perfect. It might be that we are often seen as a dreamer and we keep on daydreaming and sometimes fail to take action. Or maybe we are a worrier. We worry too much. We wonder if this is good enough. And as a result, maybe, again, fail to take action to become more productive. Or some of us might be people pleaser. We are so busy worrying how to make everybody else happy around us that maybe we don't take enough time to focus on our next big goal and thinking what could be those steps to achieve it. Personal development is a lifelong process consisting of continuously working towards our personal and professional goals. Our soft skills are not fixed and we can always improve. We just need to take a little time to pause, reflect, be honest with ourselves, and take responsibility for our own contributions, learning, and behavior. So, what can we do to be more productive? It's easy to say, just start with the first step. However, that is exactly what it is. We need to take action and we need to maybe plan out, if I want to achieve this certain thing, how will I get there? You could start by thinking, what is the end goal? What is the result that I'm hoping to see? If we can visualize and focus on where we're hoping to get to, we might be able to work out the steps that we need to take to get there. There's an author called Covey, and he suggests to start with the end in mind. In other words, focusing on what it is that we want to achieve, and then work out how we're going to get there. Sometimes, starting with the worst part of the task can help. In fact, when it comes to procrastination, we often procrastinate because of a certain part of the larger task. For example, it might be that you're working towards an assignment in college or at school, and there might be a certain area of your work that you just don't feel particularly inspired to do. Well, my suggestion is that you start with exactly the least inspiring part of your work. Once you get it out of the way, you might find that the rest of the challenge is not as great and not as scary anymore. You could also think about how you set out your goals. There is a system called SMART goals. Well, why are they SMART? Because they help us to focus and be more realistic, not to dream smaller, but in fact, put a date, put a time on when do we hope to see those goals to be achieved? So the first thing to do would be good to be specific about what is your goal. Consider how you could measure if you have achieved what you were hoping to achieve. Ask yourself, is it actually achievable within the time that I'm giving myself? It is important for us to give ourselves enough time to make sure that we give ourselves a fair chance to actually complete the task. Is this goal relevant to my greater aspirations, and how? And can I make it time-bound? Can I put a time limit on how long I should give myself to complete this task? Now, this system could work for you on larger or smaller scale. It could be that you want to write a new song or paint a new painting, and you say to yourself, I'm going to give myself 2 weeks to figure out the colors, the theme, the message that I want my work to send. And then I'm going to spend a few hours on Thursday afternoons working on this piece. And in 2 weeks' time, I'll be able to reflect and see if I have achieved what I set out to do. Now take a bit of time and have a go at writing a SMART goal. Remember, be specific, measurable, ask if it's achievable, is it relevant, and is it time-bound? It can be difficult to start with, but you can do it. And just before you know it, you'll find that you are more productive than ever before. Well done.